care of babies in an orphanage in the city of Tomsk. From there, they traveled to China, where they worked with children with physical disabilities in Beijing. Then they flew to Thailand, where they helped take care of the animals at the Elephant Nature Park.
What a variety of places! Where did they go next?
Their next stop was India, where they worked with children in the poorest district of the city of Hubli. Then they left Asia and flew to Africa. In Rwanda, they taught English to children who had lost their parents in the civil war. From there, they went to Zanzibar, an island off the coast of Tanzania.
That sounds very exotic. What did they do there?
They helped families prepare an art fair, where they could sell things that they had made. Next, they went to Kenya, where they wrote and acted in a play with children who have HIV.
Wow, I bet that was very rewarding. Did they go anywhere else in Africa?
No, that was the end of Africa. From Kenya, they flew to Australia, which is where they are right now.
All that sounds amazing. But their trip isn't over, is it?
No. JD and his family still have four places to go: Antarctica, Paraguay, Peru, and Haiti. Not only are they trying to do things to help other people, but they are hoping to learn a lot of new things themselves. And J.D. Lewis hopes that the 12 in 12 organization will encourage other families to do what he has done with his sons.
Well, good luck to J.D. Lewis and his family on the rest of their incredible trip. And that's all we have time for tonight. Join us again tomorrow when we'll be bringing you more real-life stories.
File 2B. Listening.
And now, to end the show with an inspirational story, we have John to tell us about an incredible trip.
Yes, thank you, Nora. Have you ever thought about traveling around the world and trying to help people as you go? Well, that's what an American father and his two adopted sons are currently doing. J.D. Lewis is a single parent and a former actor. He's taken his sons Jackson, age 14, and Buck, age 9, out of school for a year to make the trip with him. And their plan is to help people along the way by doing volunteer charity work.
That sounds wonderful, but it must be an expensive trip. How much will it all cost?
It's going to cost them $300,000 in total.
That's a lot of money. How did they afford it?
Well, J.D. Lewis didn't have all the money, so he set up an organization called 12 in 12 to help raise money. And with the help of individuals and some companies, they managed to raise the money.
12 in 12? That's an unusual name. Why did he call it that?
For a very good reason. Not only is their trip going to last 12 months, but their plan is to visit 12 countries. This month, they're in Australia, where they're working with the most important ethnic group in the region, the Aborigines. JD and his family are helping to get medical supplies to these people, who often live a long way from the major cities.
And is that the first place they've visited?
Oh no. So far, they've visited 7 countries. Their first stop was Russia, where they took